I've been waiting my whole life for this one moment.
Yeah. We back. This is Side B off the record, chilling with your favorite folks. It is me. It is me, Adon. It is a Misho Baraka. It is Dan Duncan. It is your bet. We are here, ladies and gentlemen, to talk to y'all about, man, even a weightier topic, honestly, than what we just got out of.
So
nuts. Deep. It's crazy. I don't know how to approach this, y'all, but
bro, just do it because I know it's gonna be tough.
Okay.
And I know a couple people are gonna squirt low something. But okay. We just need to do it.
Okay. Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt broke up.
Oh, Jesus. God. Jesus, is there anything
what is
sacred?
Coming?
Yeah, man.
What is Angelina coming? Jesus come back.
Angelina Jolie filed for divorce.
How long were they married?
From Brad Pitt. It's like 12, 13, something.
Well, so they dated from like 2004 to now, like, but they got married like only 2 years ago.
Yeah, 2014.
Oh, really?
Oh. Yeah, so they only tied that knot recently.
Yeah.
See, marriage messes everything up.
Man.
Just awkward
okay.
Silence.
Oh, my bad.
Silence, right.
My bad. No. But
hey, Cliff and Claire over here.
Hey, bro. Hey.
But yeah, man. So let me go. Like, were y'all first? Let me just start with that. Like, little bit of pop culture. Were y'all shocked? Were y'all like,
it's Angelina's fault?
For real?
I'm just sticking with that. That's what. Because Brad Pitt, man, he made Fight Club, bro.
Okay, so you just rolling with Tyler Durden, whatever Tyler Durden.
Yeah, Snatch and Fight Club. You can't go wrong. So, if you make Snatch and Fight Club, cuss.
Okay,
you do no wrong.
Then it's innocent.
And then your wife made Salt.
Okay,
get out of here.
Okay, she ain't make nothing you rock with. She ain't make one movie that you rock with.
I'm only thinking about the bad ones. I'm thinking about Salt. I'm thinking about Tomb Raider.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Gia.
That was pretty good. Gia. No, what's the one Smith when she was in the crazy house with
Girl Interrupted.
Girl Interrupted. That was good. Yeah.
That was good.
I know she's done a couple. Gone in 60 Seconds. She was getting Gone in 60 Seconds.
Gone in 60 Seconds was cool.
That movie is so racist if you watch
it. Really?
I went back and watched that movie. It's so racist. It's hilarious. It's like so racist you laugh.
I think we need to do that. I think we need to revisit.
Honestly, all of those Jerry Bruckheimer films have something in them.
Jerry Bruckheimer was my dude.
What are you talking about? Like,
was
boys?
The Rock Enemy really racist?
Yes. If you look at The Rock, there's like one or two scenes where you're like, oh my gosh, like that's just random. Like on The Rock, this is so random inside baseball.
No,
but it's just funny to me because I've watched Gone 60 Seconds recently, but The Rock, I used to love that movie, but I'd be like, oh, that's racist. So the scene out of nowhere where the people who are visiting Alcatraz get locked in
the random black man
who out of nowhere, man, this some boosh. Like out of nowhere, he just adopts this like step and fetch it dialogue.
And the old lady is like, I got a gun.
Absolutely.
You don't have a gun? I got a gun.
See, you can pick up the racism when you look at it. It's right there. There's even like the black Secret Service dude who like when they're watching Sean Connery, like when he breaks out of the, like there's just layers upon racism on that movie. And there's also that on Gone in 60
Seconds. I need to go back and...
I love those movies though. I really enjoyed watching them. There's a lot of those
Jerry
movies.
Jerry Bruckheimer was killing it for about a good 7-8 I don't even know, but it was a time period where everything he was putting out, it all looked the same.
Yeah,
it was like the same movie, but it was just like maybe Will Smith here, maybe Martin here,
Con Air.
It was like it all kind of just fit this one little mode of film: blow up,
absolutely.
Dramatic, like look, stare, camera,
absolutely, panning close to like. Nicolas Cage's face like this, and he says some stupid line with a sneer.
Yeah, exactly. It's all bad. And then
I was the prom king.
Yes.
We're going deep.
And then he took it to TV, and he just kind of like said, "I'm gonna take my ridiculousness to TV."
Yeah.
So I don't even know how we got here. But
Angelina Jolie.
Oh yeah, she's made some terrible movies. Yeah, she's made some terrible ones.
But man, it's interesting.
What good movie
has
she made?
But were y'all shocked though?
IMDb.
Were you shocked when? Let me ask you then. Were you shocked when you found out they got a divorce?
I'm just gonna put this out.
Please.
I was genuinely sad.
Really?
I was like, man.
Interesting.
Like Brad Pitt, you left the most beautiful woman on this planet.
I felt bad for her because she went through the cancer situation.
Well, I'm talking about Jennifer Aniston.
Oh.
And you left her for
Angelina Jolie. I wasn't finished the story. He's like,
and I was like, I hope you know what you're doing.
That's what that was.
Right, so hold up. I'm going to have to interrupt this conversation because I disagree with you.
Okay.
That also.
And Yvette rolls her eyes at us like, oh, this is what we're about to do.
It's about to go there.
He's like, I got to disagree.
Jennifer Aniston is ugly or that she's not a pretty woman. But like, and I hate to be this dude right now. If I get close to the misogyny, just let me know.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please tune in for your misogyny.
Let's just go back like about 7 or 8 years. You tell me Angelina Jolie is not like on the level.
So Angelina Jolie. So you know the scale that's like crazy and hot.
Uh-huh.
That scale holds true in this scenario. The misogyny meter just went off.
That
did
is
you
like
say
the
scale?
You haven't seen that video before? It's like a you gotta watch it.
The hot crazy scale.
You just gotta watch that video. It's the most genius thing.
Okay.
So I'm going through her list.
You'll
right
judge
now.
Us a little bit after.
So far, I'm starting in 2016 going down IMDb, and I know but I just have to.
You gotta figure out her caliber as an actress. You're just like,
what's gone wrong in the relationship is directly correlated to the bad movies.
To the bad movies she's done. So right now, and there's a lot of these movies I haven't seen. Like I haven't seen Maleficent, whatever. How are you gonna say it?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen that. I've seen Kung Fu Panda. She did a good job, and her voice was, you know.
How hard is it to be a voice for an anime character?
I'm giving her stuff right now at this point. Right. So I'm in 2010, and I've yet to like hit something, and I was like, yeah.
Word.
Now I'm in 2000, like, Wanted was, it was like a struggle.
Was that the one with the curving bullets?
Yes.
That was kind of cool.
It was cool, but it was still like, eh.
She was Billy Bob Thornton back then, wasn't she? That's the other part of this is why I know it's not Brad's fault.
She was Billy Bob Thornton before because Mr. and Mrs. Smith is when her and Brad Pitt hooked up. And that's 2005.
Okay.
So that movie, I'll give that movie
she
an
She wore a
okay.
vial of blood from Billy Bob Thornton around her neck. Yeah. She cray cray.
Like, bro, I'm in 2004 right now, and I don't think I've seen a movie that I'm feeling.
Did you? I messed with The Bone Collector.
What is that, 2000?
99. Bro,
I'm
in another phase of life. 99.
Girl Interrupted was 99. She hasn't made a good movie since 99, bro.
Yeah.
Except with Brad Pitt and Mr. Smith.
It's a good movie.
Okay, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, I'll give you that one. I'll give you a half for Wanted. So it's definitely her fault that this relationship is what's out.
But she...
Because Brad Pitt did Inglourious Basterds. Also,
and on some personal stuff, like she wasn't the most attractive woman in Mr. and Mrs. Smith because Washington.
Kerry Washington was in that joint?
Who was the black girl?
I don't know, but you know that's my wife, though.
Because I remember.
So no, bump. There's the aspect that made me sad for like literally 2 or 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Was this idea like, man, you just want relationships to matter in Hollywood and you want them to last. And you want them to, you just hope that because these are high profile individuals, it just communicates something to the general public because we put a spotlight on their life.
Yeah.
And you just want people to stick it through in a fight to keep marriages healthy and loving. So that's the part that was like,
I got you.
Ah, I hate that. Because if Will and Jada would ever break up, it would be. It's like a that's a problem.
Yeah, it was a problem. Like all the rumors a little while ago, it was intense.
Absolutely. So that's one of the things I was always, you know, I was curious about. Like, what, you know, is there a celebrity couple or a couple you? Let's for the most part, let's go with celebrity. But is there a couple that you can think of that, like, if they were to split up, it'd be like devastating. It would be something where you just be like, you know what, I got to rethink this whole love thing. Like, I'm not really sure. You know, if marriage is a real institution. I know I'm saying that to married people, but I'm just curious. Like, You get
Yvette,
my idea.
Yvette, come on.
Well, I mean, I think clearly everybody in the room will agree the Obamas.
Yeah, if that
we
thing
lost
don't work
the
out.
Obamas, that's how it would feel like we lost the Obamas.
I would actually try to go to DC and fix that thing.
Yeah, you know, y'all offense.
I would be like, yo, fix it. I'm like, let's sit down. Let's have a conversation.
Do your work. Y'all need to do your work.
Do you think that's how people felt about JFK and his and what's her name?
Jacqueline on Ashes.
Jackie O.
And I only say that because now history tells us like that relationship was so not together.
I can assume, I can assume because of the day we live in that if Obama was or Michelle was sneaking around, it's just like...
Shut your face right now. No, but it's curious because I think
I don't want to even.
But there was like a rumor like 2 years ago that I can't remember who floated it. It was some like anonymous source or something that didn't get a lot of traction, but just that they had near divorce like before they ever got you know into the White House or anything like that, and I don't remember, you know, nothing ever came of it. Like, I don't think it was ever corroborated or in any way, shape, or form. Any other reporters actually ever said anything about it. But I, you know, I remember even that put people on like, wait, what?
Yeah,
like,
It's funny how everybody goes through, and Dan can probably attest to this, every marriage couple goes through those moments where it's like, you know what? I don't know if I like you, let alone love you. I don't even know if I want to see your face right now.
Right.
So for us to think that Obamas don't struggle with the most stressful job in the world, not just one person, both of them have the most stressful jobs in the world.
Word.
To think that they don't go through moments of like, you know what? I will slap you right now.
Oh, Michelle be going. Because she looks like she gets him together on a regular basis, and he knows what it is. Like.
She's by far the more intimidating of the two, by far.
Absolutely.
Like, you can tell she don't play games.
Do you remember in South Africa during Mandela's funeral where Obama was sitting next to the
Some
Duchess?
Some chick? I don't
the
even
Duchess?
Know.
Yes.
Well, the Duchess. It matters not. Michelle was giving him a side eye like, I know what. I don't know what's happening, but this is not that moment where you need to be engaged as you are, sir. I'm over here.
Absolutely.
I'm over here.
And why is she sitting between us in the first place?
First of all, security.
I just love like it could be captioned. I saw you and your little friend.
Yes,
you and your little friend Duchess talking over there.
Yeah, that was a long ride.
And
back.
She was like, yeah, she was a little too comfortable with about. I was at the point where I was like, yo, give my man some space, please.
Duchess.
Yo,
can you move
Sister
over here?
Sister D, I'm gonna need you to scoot to the left a little
shift
bit.
Shift this situation
because
right
this
now.
Is a problem. All of America is depending on my man being faithful right
Listen,
now.
I can only imagine the conversations that she's had with Obama, like. Do not play me. You have 8 years. You do what you do, you do it, but you do not play me. Because I'm out here cultivating. I'm out here in this garden.
I'm out here in this garden.
Growing food and vegetables.
Telling
and,
people to exercise.
Telling people to exercise.
Right.
I'm brilliant.
Yes. Have y'all
no
seen
shade.
Have y'all seen Southside with you?
Not yet.
I'm not seeing it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either. I kind of want to see it.
I do too. I heard it was really, really
I definitely want to see it, but I don't know if I want to spend $20.
No, I'll give you credit. You probably have given me top five marriage advice.
Okay, there we go. I like to hear that.
And it was, if you expect to get married and be in one season of life, your entire marriage, you're
absolutely.
A fool.
Yeah.
And each you're going to go through seasons of marriage, and you need to figure out in each of those seasons what it means for both of y'all to lean in, find each other, be married
Absolutely.
In that season. And that's going to look differently in each season. And that's actually like, you know, marriage is very, it's hard, but it's also a huge, huge blessing.
Yeah.
Something I enjoy a lot. But I think as long as you can view it in that sense of it's not going to be forever this single, we just got
it's
married.
It's like wearing the
honeymoon.
Same clothes the whole year. Like, you're going to freeze, bro. Change your clothes. Are you gonna,
and outgrow them.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, somebody up in here preaching.
Gotta preach, right?
So,
that is what's up. I want to get back to this idea of marriage breakups that would haunt
destroy
you.
Us.
You, Dan, recently shared a plane with the Emmy winner.
Oh, come on.
Courtney B. Vance.
I did.
He is married to one
an angel. Angel. Her first name should be Angel. Angel.
One beautiful Angel La.
Angel La.
Angela Bassett.
Bassett.
Yeah.
Who's like, a much better actress than he is actor.
I think.
Stop hating on Courtney. I mean, even though I wouldn't be mad if they divorced, because that still gives me hope.
For what? Polygamy? Polygamy?
I would have to be like, yo, Patrice, you know, we've had a nice run.
I told Sho this story. So I'm on this plane, mm-hmm. and he gets on, and I'm like, I know that man, and I don't know where I know him from. So I was like, literally this close, ready to like take his picture,
yeah,
like
yeah.
Like secretly and send to y'all. And I was like, but if this is the wrong dude that I'm sending this picture to, I'm never gonna not hear about not knowing Facts. Who he is.
Right.
And so I was like, all right, think, Dan, think. And I was like,
right.
And I was like. And I was like, the preacher's wife.
Nice.
And I'll take it. It wasn't Hunt for Red October. It wasn't like.
But he's that kind of actor, though. Like, to be fair, he's not the dude that you'd be like, yo.
Yeah. It would be great.
Not
for
from
this.
Most people.
Yeah, he's like, yo, it's a whole bunch of movies. I know you in all the movies.
Right.
But it's not just that one where it was like, yo, you're known for this movie.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Yeah.
He's
yeah,
coming yeah. off of the OJ thing, yeah. so he's a lot more.
So that would probably be the visible, most notable.
Which I actually had never, I haven't watched gotcha. It. So.
Yeah. That's funny though that you, yeah, because we will let you have it. But that's awesome.
That's the fear we live in here at Fort District, y'all. Word. Just give you a little insight.
What if Oprah and Stedman?
That first, I don't respect that relationship.
You don't respect
no,
it?
I don't respect
because they never like fully yeah. got Agreed. Married.
That's yeah.
I didn't even know Oprah was married.
She's not married.
Oh. Yeah.
They've just okay. been together forever.
I've never seen them kiss. Have they ever kissed?
She's
publicly.
They got too much money to kiss in front of y'all.
That's when you know you're rich. Yeah. I didn't got to show affection.
They schedule it.
What are you doing on the 15th, honey? Ooh, that won't work. Can you do the 18th? Yes.
Okay.
9 a.m.?
Meet me in the living room. Yes, that's
the West
I will call your people to confirm the week before.
Are we still on?
Are we still on for the kids?
Ooh, I just scheduled a lunch.
Okay.
I double booked.
Yeah, I don't respect that relationship.
You don't respect
that? I'm sorry.
So Eva,
what do you think?
I don't either.
Oh yeah, I just
I
there it
either.
Is. There it is.
I don't either.
So y'all said Will and Jada?
So
everyone kind of looked around, just to give everybody the look. Pause. Everyone just kind of like looked at each other, like who's
I don't know what to make. I don't need to know what to make of this relationship.
Sure.
I feel of all the relationships that I can think of, this is the most fabricated of them all.
Will and Jada. That, interesting.
In a sense that I think it's either one of two things for me. That is like this real postmodern idea of love and relationship.
Sure.
That I guess that I can respect to some degree, or that they really are just at this point where they just like, you know, you do me. Exactly. And yeah. we're just going to put on a show for the cameras
to get this money.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be a team and do this thing and
watch over Willow and Jada as best we can.
Ooh, you're not doing
that needs to be a whole
other
podcast right there. I'm so interested in that situation. Yeah. So yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if they were to separate. It would do something to the world though.
Yeah.
Honestly, I know it would do something to the world, but for me, it would be like,
it's just not us, right?
Yeah, not for me. It'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, that's another one that I would be like, if y'all just couldn't do it for us.
Interesting.
Like, you just couldn't hold it
together.
Just like,
yeah.
just keep up appearances and just make our world more, yeah. you know, stable.
Yeah, I low-key think they're already divorced.
Just low-key. Wow. Just...
Yeah, there I know you is. Got more. When you gonna get to the one I'm waiting for you to get to?
I'm gonna throw out Miss Lemonade herself.
Yes, that's what I was expecting.
Jay-Z
to go
and
to.
Beyonce.
Yeah, I expect them to be together forever.
Yeah,
that's a situation which is so strange to me.
Yeah, mm. it's profound.
Because I don't think it's fake. I think it's a real thing.
Yeah.
I do too.
And
I don't.
You know what I'm saying?
I love it.
Throw it on in there. And then he's like, well.
Come on, Dad.
Nah, go like, ahead. They. I know for a fact. No, I don't. That's a lie. I shouldn't say that. But they are the fabricated relationship. That they're a business unit. They're like, look, we are printing money because we are the power couple.
Nah,
we ain't ever breaking this thing up.
I'm
gonna
tell you why that's not true.
They are OPEC. We're destroying the world in the process of doing this.
They may be doing that.
They
may be doing that. They may be OPEC. But I'm gonna tell you why it's not that. And I'm not Jay-Z
turned all his cool points in for that woman.
Come on. That's part of the reason. It's like, because I just don't know. It's one of those situations where, like, I've been in Atlantic Station a couple times, and my wife and I, we people watch in Atlantic Station when we go eat or a movie, mm-hmm. and we just kind of sit, because it's a very interesting spot. Mm-hmm. And for those people who don't know, Atlantic Station is like outdoor mall, kind of just a scene,
it's spot. Like the Grove in Cali.
Yeah.
Or LA.
LA,
like
the Grove. Yeah. So, yeah. But it's a spot where everybody goes and hangs out on like Friday, Saturday nights anyway. So,
it's where the people, if you are from north of the city, you qualify Atlantic Station as downtown.
Yeah, that's exactly what it
is. So it's like the furthest south that people that live outside the city will come, and it's the furthest north that if you live in the city that you're kind of willing to drive to and not be like, I'm going to be in a bougie neighborhood if I go north of this.
It is the great, it's a great
meeting place.
Yes, it's essential. It brings people together. So anyway, I've seen situations where I've seen like, And I hate to typecast people or to not typecast, but to generalize into a stereotype. But I've seen like 40, 50 year old white dudes mm-hmm. walking with the baddest of black sisters. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there and I don't immediately go to like call girl or anything like that.
Okay.
But I'm thinking like, how did that happen?
Okay.
I'm just like, how did that happen? And you think, all right, well, this dude either has the greatest of confidence
or credit,
all the game, or he has a lot of money,
right? Or all the above.
And Jay-Z has all those things because he definitely doesn't have looks. And so when you think about Beyonce, who's got to be at least like 7 years younger, 8, 9, I don't even
easily
know.
Easily.
Yeah.
I don't think it's, I don't think it's, I don't think it's all of it. For me, it has to be something like there, because it's just, like, it's just one of those situations that where she loves him for something, mm-hmm. and it's real to me, because I'm just like, Jay,
I'm about to snort out of
that was so disrespectful though, like, for something. I don't know why, but
she loved him for something. And I'm not really like, I didn't become a Beyonce. I didn't become a Beyonce Beehive fan until her recent performance with Kendrick. That's when I crossed over.
Oh, yeah, that was dope.
That's when I was like, you know what? I've been fighting for a while. I'm officially in the club now. Just tell me where I got to draw blood. And so, no, I say that to say that I think it's legitimate, because it's just so odd that I'm like, you know what? You can't fake that. And the fact that they've gone through some public turmoil, mm-hmm. and they're still together also speaks to like this, and her music, like her album,
the Lemonade album,
talks about, and this is one of the issues that I had with feminism, was how people were ostracizing her for the like the reconciliation aspect of her album, mm-hmm. and I was like, yo, why can't you celebrate with this woman the fact that she's recognized that she's like, I'm gonna take him back, even mm-hmm. though, even if this is real, I don't know if it's real or not, obviously it was all assumption and fodder, but
if that narrative is,
yeah, if that is true, that I'm proud of the fact that she's like, you know what, we've had issues, and I'm happy to reconcile these issues for the sake of my marriage and my family. I think that's beautiful. And so, agreed. Child,
it's
children,
fake, and it was also used to sell albums, and it was also,
even if that's the, but this is my thing. Yes, did they recognize that in this relationship is going to benefit the both of them? But yeah, don't you? Isn't that what you and Allison, like? It's with me and my wife.
Fair.
Yeah, like there's a benefit. It's not as the upside is not as high as a Beyonce and a Jay-Z.
Sure,
but
that's
it's
fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. Think
let's get these coins.
Exactly.
Do you think it's similar in ways to, you know, this is a mixed bag, but like Bill and Hillary, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's how I see it.
That's how you see it.
That's how I see
no,
it.
No, I don't see it. I see them as way more political.
Oh yeah.
As than, because I think.
You see, sorry, who do you see as more political?
I mean, the Clintons is a way more political situation.
A way more calculating.
Calculated.
This
like,
is our long-term goal,
exactly.
Interest. And so,
they're fits and memory.
Like, you look like Elliot Spetzer. Is Elliot? No, Wiener. Anthony Wiener. Mm-hmm. His wife.
That's
know,
the
right?
name.
His
sorry,
Weiner,
I'm seven.
Did you
I'm
say
seven.
Weiner?
No, it's Wiener.
It's Wiener. Okay, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So
I didn't
prophecy.
Want it to be that.
Yeah, his wife was just like, yo, I'm out. Because it's just like, I'm pretty sure she wanted to leave him years ago.
Mm.
And she tried, maybe. And she tried to work it out, tried mm-hmm. to stick around. But now she just recently was like, you know what? I just can't deal with this. And I think, and I hate to be putting people, I hate to castigate relationships, especially public relationships like this. Mm-hmm. But when I look at the Clinton relationship and all the things that Bill has been accused of doing.
The wieners.
The Clintons. I'm talking about the Clintons now.
Right.
Oh, sorry.
All the things that the Clintons have done. I think Hillary and both Bill were thinking about the long game.
Yeah.
And maintaining the strength of their relationship, not only for political purposes, but for the Clinton Foundation. Right.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah. And interestingly, you know, as like negatively as that could be looked at, I mean, people do that for their children all the
time. Absolutely.
People stay in marriages all the time just for the kids. Mm.
I heard I was at a wedding this past weekend in Dallas, and not to like turn the serious corner, but the guy who was officiating the wedding, he said, he kind of quoted C.S. Lewis. C.S. Lewis and his wife wrote letters back and forth mm-hmm. to one another. And one of the letters C.S. Lewis talks about, it's not the like kind of groundbreaking moments that drive relationships apart. It's the slow creeping mm-hmm. separateness. Mm-hmm. And I think ultimately that is what probably has led to the problems of Jay-Z and the Clintons and all these other people, because they both have very strong, you know, careers that are driving them and that they don't in fact share with their partner. And so I think you have to guard yourself against that kind of creeping self.
They both have extremely, like, you think about all four of the individuals in that particular scenario you paint, they all have significant platforms. Mm-hmm. The interesting thing about marriage is no matter who has significant platforms, it's always about who's going to be willing to
dying.
Mm-hmm. Who's going to be willing to say, you know what, I'm going to sacrifice. Are we both willing to sacrifice for the benefit of this marriage?
Yeah.
And there were times in my marriage where I had to be the one who was like, I'm going to sacrifice my particular hopes and dreams because I know at this point in life that you give us the best opportunity to thrive mm-hmm. and to flourish. And now we're at the particular point in our life where my wife is willing to take certain sacrifices in order for me to do the things that I love. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so and it's not just celebrities. It's everyday people.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get sick of dying to yourself in a relationship, that's when you get sick of loving one another, because you're mm-hmm. just like, you know what, I have self-interest, I want to serve myself. Mm-hmm. And it's not just something that damages you, you know, your own life and your spouse's. It affects family members, it affects kids.
Yeah, I'm gonna be real, the only marriage that I think would actually, like, if the breakup ended, something like which would like torment me,
Nicki Minaj and Meek,
actually Remy Ma and Papoose. Hands down.
How long is that Big Papa though? Is
hands that like- down. If Remy Ma and Papoose called
that.
It quits, yo, I'd have to rethink
to
some
give
things.
You a call.
Oh man, please reach
sure
out to me.
Right, I'll reach
please
out.
Reach
I'll
out
be
to
sure.
me.
I'll be like,
send me a
gotta
care
call
package.
Man,
yo, what they been through? That they? Oh man, she went to prison. For
that's
a
real.
Year, he stayed faithful, yes. And then married her once she got out. He tried to sneak in like keys to get her out. Like, that's love. Like, if they if they ended it, come on, man.
Hey, that's real. That's real. It's I'm trying rap. To think of somebody. Y'all got somebody? Y'all got a relationship?
With Denzel and Paul.
I think the
I feel like that relationship is. Go ahead.
Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears. That was the relationship
that
should have happened.
One.
Should have happened and never did.
I feel like the Denzel, and I think the reason why the Denzel relationship is going to be probably won't come to a tragic end is because they're very private.
Yeah.
Because I believe like 90% of the people didn't even know her name, right?
Yeah.
Even though she's an actress, I don't know how much she still acts.
I don't know.
But
it's essentially like that Samuel Jackson, LaTanya Richardson thing where like, it's very tilted.
Yeah.
Y'all both in the same profession.
Right,
but
right.
One's known a lot more than the other.
So I think
Denzel's been married for 33 years.
Yeah.
So, you know,
and
might know a little.
And he has some very strong convictions, which, so I don't, I do consider them celebrity relationships, but I don't put them on the same.
It's interesting though. I don't want to TMZ the situation, but I do think.
Oh, you should.
I should? Oh,
yeah.
Well.
You're already right then.
All right. I'm already right. But no, I mean, so I'm curious. of, and this is not to say like this is what's happening in their marriage or whatever, but like Denzel was, it's not as just that he was successful, it's not even just that he was famous, it's that he's been this known sex symbol for 20 years, right? Like people's sexiest man, a lot, like all of that stuff or whatever. You know, and they're you know, none of this has been, you know, substantiated or anything like that, but just like, do you think at some point people make what we were talking about before, make like concessions or decisions, be like, you know what, if Denzel stepped out, like I'm not really gonna rock the boat. Like, do you think the wife might do something like that, or someone who's,
you gotta
just
think
on
about like
side?
Magic Johnson and Cookie, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a relationship.
Man.
Obviously. Arrangements. Man. Some obvious
Man.
Arrangements.
Obviously. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she stuck around.
She did.
I think for
yeah.
Like, I'm trying to think of more recent relationships, because I know there's one and I can think of where
T.I. and Tiny.
Oh, T.I. and Tiny.
Yeah, I'm not, I wanted to go somewhere.
I was just trying to help.
But yeah. were you focused?
They've stuck it out.
Where you just recognize, like, yeah, look, this is, it's more beneficial for us to stick together, even though both of us have made some decisions that,
yeah,
you know, obviously have been ridiculous or aren't beneficial, because, you know, for this various reasons, whether it be financial, socially, physically, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, I would say that, like you said, I don't want TMZ that situation. But I'm sure if something were to happen, that not only would I think she or the spouse forgive, I think the public also would be like,
right, right.
Well, because how many times have we forgiven Bill Cosby? Like, we knew that brother had children outside of Camille to some degree, and we were still like, oh, but Bill still. And now even to this day, people are still trying to fight for Bill Cosby. It's like,
man,
it's like, yeah, but so yeah.
Right. Yeah, I think that's
my wife has only ever once looked at me after a movie and was like, that's a man. It was a Denzel Washington movie. Yeah, I was just like, all right, yeah.
I hope it wasn't like the negotiator. What's the movie he just recently did?
Oh, no, it was the one that he just recently
Equalizer.
Did. Equalizer. Equalizer, yeah, that was the
destroying people in the Home Depot.
Yeah. That was the movie, absolutely. Do you think
that's
Kanye,
like the worst of Denzel,
Kanye oh, and God. Kim, do they make it?
That's an interesting one.
Interesting.
Because I love Kanye. That's my dude. I feel like Kanye is my crazy cousin.
No. Stop. Kanye cannot be your dude.
He can't be
anyone's dude.
Kanye's my guy.
The only dude Kanye can have is Kanye.
Nah.
Kanye loves Kanye, right?
Kanye's me that just hasn't found the Lord yet. That's it, man. Like, I feel like Kanye just needs... Yo, bro.
An encounter.
just one good.
He needs Kirk Franklin to lay hands on him again.
Yes, he needs one good Jesus moment.
Kirk Franklin needs to question his Holy Spirit power, because apparently he can't.
Shay.
All of it. No, Kanye is my dude. I don't know. I actually had a legitimate argument with my mom about the talent of Kim Kardashian.
Oh,
my
wow.
mom was riding for Kim Kardashian.
Yo, that's what's
like
up.
She was.
Where was I
with
that?
That's what's up.
I can only imagine.
She was
how
like,
that was
she
going
is
on.
So talented, and I was like,
mommy.
I was like, ma, like mom, like what is she talented in? Like, she's just talented. My mom, Yvette has met my mom many a time.
I met your mom.
You met my mom? Uh-huh.
I met
she's,
your mother.
She's
too.
She's okay. Yeah. She's on 1,000. She's on.
She's sweet.
And she doesn't even
great.
Have to like. She it does. I'll tell you about my mom. Let me tell you just one example of my mom. We have a doctor who comes to our house every week and sits on our couch and talks about medicine. My mom will argue him down. My mom has not spent one day in the profession of medicine.
That don't matter.
It don't matter. She will argue with him with a straight face. And my man just looks at her like sometimes he's just like, okay.
I'm gonna let you have that. You might be right. I wasn't in class that day. I yield.
Because I just wasn't dealing with a patient on this particular issue. But hey, I may have been doing it wrong for 15 years. And so, my mom, that's my mom. And so, there's no argument that you win with her.
Okay.
In the moment. Okay. She'll come back to you like an hour later. You're like, you know what? You were right.
Got you.
Kim Kardashian doesn't have talent. But I was sitting there. I was like, mom, what does she do? Like, explain. I was like, really? Like, I'm not the kind of person that throws... Like, she deserves her success for the simple fact that she has it. Like, she's done something to earn it. We all know how she initially got there.
Yeah, Ray J's penis. But, right.
Well,
off the record. Okay. Right. This is off the record.
Show that I tried to set that up push through. Exactly. But you just,
Adon just pulled a Dan and just said exactly what needed to be said.
So, what I was saying.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, okay. I apologize, Yvette. So, anyway. And all the male people who were offended as well. So, but, and I was just like, other than her understanding of marketing, like herself.
Yeah.
Like,
Is that not a talent?
Does that count?
I don't think so.
She knows how to, like, there's not
a
thing.
She doesn't have oil on herself and taking pictures.
There is not a thing having to do with,
I don't think that's talent,
Kardashian, that she does not know how to sell.
No, I just think she's capitalized off the fact that people admire her, and it doesn't take talent to take advantage of your, like, so if I was to like buy some awesome or some crazy accidental way just to get famous tomorrow, right?
Okay.
Let's say I save somebody out in the street, and okay, that me saving that individual creates an enormous amount of fanfare,
right,
for me.
Right.
There's no talent in the fact that, you know what, I'm gonna create some shirts, or I'm gonna create an app, and people buy it going crazy, and then they create a TV show,
yeah,
and there's something about me that just people are just like, yeah, this TV show is pretty interesting, and I just continue to capitalize. Yeah. I don't know if that's necessarily
so
talent.
That's the thing,
I just,
like,
just taking advantage of opportunities.
I don't
which
know.
Is
maybe
smart.
I'll take the role of your mother on this. Maybe I'll be your maternal figure in
okay,
this
please,
conversation.
Help me.
But like, there are plenty of people who had a sex tape and they are not famous now. They were never able to parlay that sex tape
absolutely
into anything beyond that. She has a multi-million dollar empire at this point.
Absolutely.
That she's been able to build upon based around like apps. But put it like this, Ray J dated other people after her. And they ain't popping off.
So,
but
Paris Hilton would be like the
Paris Hilton. Like, we
could
run the
list.
Another
famous though. Let's
it
not try to act like
their families. It could be her last name.
Absolutely.
Too.
So there's a lot of it.
Leveraging.
But
Kardashian. And I would say this though.
Kardashian's famous because of her dad.
Right. But
right.
I would
she's
say,
leveraging that. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. But I would say all that. I think that's important, right? But I know I had to connect her to her father. I didn't know that initially.
Or her mother, however he wants to be talked about now.
But what I'm saying is part of the issues is that she has those opportunities a lot because of the relationship. Mm-hmm. So there are a million Kim Kardashians out there, but they're not going to get TV shows because the family name.
Sure.
And because they're not connected to Paris Hilton, right? They're
right.
not connected to the party scenes in LA. And so there's like this easy access that creates friendships. And then your sister doesn't date Lamar Odom and you're... Your other sisters and all this other drama. So there's a lot of they. If anything, they have a talent for creating drama
around themselves
that draw people into. It's like car crashes.
Yeah,
like,
like
there's nothing talented about car crashes. You create this environment for people to be like, oh,
and
I'm voyeuristic.
And I think that's my point of departure is that like I don't believe it's black or white. Like she is.
She
you know, effing George Washington Carver, or she has no talent whatsoever.
Right,
like,
right,
I think
right.
there's something in the middle I where I can
what
say,
the other end
no,
of
yes,
no, no, like to say that she has no talent is where I'm like,
okay, so
I
yes.
don't agree with
right.
that.
Okay, so let me. Obviously, I think she's talented into some degree.
I wonder like, what she would say her talent was.
Right. So, but what I'm saying is like. For my mom to just ride for her.
I got you.
I'm like, what is she talented? She couldn't explain that. And I don't think you could explain it either.
Well, no, what I'm saying though is that there is a bracket of starlets around that time.
Yes.
Whether that was Paris Hilton trying to
Nicole Richie.
Yeah.
There was just people who were debutantes who were or celebutantes, I think is what they called them, who had talent or didn't have talent, but they had fame. In this window of time.
Yes.
What I'm saying is we're still talking about her. And I'm just saying that something that moved from 2006 to now, I'm not willing to write it off as like, yo, she ain't got no talent, no idea how
I'll
to
say
parlay
this.
That.
I'll say this.
That's my
she's
stance.
She's Marilyn Monroe for our generation without acting in a movie. I mean, she is our generation's sex symbol.
Yeah, and I'll say this. If there's something she has, it's business sense. And
absolutely, sure.
And so, yes,
That's
a talent.
That's enough. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, she has business sense.
And it's about her. Could she take that same business sense for oil? No, she couldn't. She couldn't like parlay that into something. Right. I'm just saying, like, in terms of understanding media and what it is in this day and time, I'm like, she got that, which is why her and Kanye make sense for whatever it's worth.
Will they make it? Will they make it?
I don't know. There just became a moment when I felt like Kanye became Kim K's man instead of Kanye West, and I felt the way about
it. It's when he
like,
tweeted
how'd
out.
How'd you become Kim K's man? Like, that's who you are? Yeah. Like, bro, you were Kanye West.
Yeah. I think that's subconsciously why I don't like her, maybe.
Interesting.
Because it, like it was like, come on. You're talented.
Yeah.
Did you go to the concert? What's happening? Did you go to Kanye?
No, I did not go to the Kanye concert, The Life of Pablo. But yes,
that stage looked so legit from all Snapchat.
Amazing, they might make it. We'll see.
You might make it.
Saint, they might make it.
Didn't you just go to? You went to go see the Lemonade concert, didn't you?
I did.
How was that?
It was awesome.
Oh, okay.
It was great. It was great. It was really great. Like, I'm not a Beehive person either, but it was. Her stock definitely went up for me personally after being there. Just because it was, bottom line is this, artists don't have Beyonce's money.
Yeah.
And this, even to this Kim K thing, like when you got coins, when your money's that long, what you're able to do is just phenomenal. So, but it was great.
Yeah.
It was great.
And this is the thing I love about, this is the thing I love about Kanye and Jay-Z. They have the coin to be able to do that stuff. But the thing that I've learned about them is Kanye taking like the minimalist approach to create that environment for The Life of Pablo.
Yeah.
To me is genius. Like that's dope. Like that takes
what's minimalist about a floating stage over people's
heads?
There's no theatrics.
It's just a stage floating and you're just rapping on this floating stage. Like there's nothing else. Ain't no 100 DJs. There's no live. Okay. Like, it's band. There's no girls.
But it still takes coin to float that stage.
But that's dope. But even with the Watch the Throne tour, like, there wasn't a whole lot going on other than the lighting. It was just them and their hits. And it was just like,
yeah, Beyonce had water now and fire.
Yeah.
But I'm not trying to discredit those people who do have the theatrics. Cause I think a show is the show. And if, however you could pull off a great show, do it. But I do think that it gave me more, it kind of gave them more credibility in my eyes when I saw them perform and I recognized like they're not living off of
they're not relying on
it. They're relying on all the bells and whistles that they're putting on. Like they're getting people excited just off the hits that they have and just giving people an amazing environment.
I think part of that with Kanye is just that like after that Glow in the Dark tour, I don't know what larger he could do. That tour was like, it was the pyramid that was like tilted and then the light. Gotcha. Like, I think there were, I can't remember if it was Coachella or where, there was some place he couldn't even perform because his stage required like an hour and a half setup.
Yeah.
And like, they were running behind schedule with Feather and he was like, I want to perform, but my stage. Yeah. Like my stage needs to be built. Like y'all knew this when y'all booked me. Like whatever. All that is to say that I mean, not to take away from what he's doing now, just more like I can't imagine him being even larger than that was at that time. But that thing was amazing.
He's on a budget, right? Wasn't he in debt? So maybe he was like, "Yo, we're not gonna do the pyramid. We just gonna float the stage." Kanye.
That's the kind of debt I want to be in. The kind of Kanye debt.
That Kanye debt. Where'd you go see the Lemonade show at? Was it? It wasn't here, was it?
No, it was here. Oh, it was here. So I think they're having a second run of it.
Yeah, I knew it was here, but wasn't recent. Like when
it was in May.
May, right? Okay, I was like, when you asked, I was like, it wasn't like in July or
that's how long we've been off the air.
August. That's true.
I feel like it was in May, and I think another one is happening this month.
I
can't think of anybody else other than the Obamas and that would rock me. I know I just switched the subject that quick.
No, we went back.
So other than that, I think I'm pretty cool with
the couples.
Well, there
couples
it is
breaking up.
There it is. Every other couple can end.
Absolutely can end. The Courtney B. Vance and Angela Bassett one. That would be sad because I like them.
Kevin Hart and his wife. That would be sad too because all he does is talk about his wife.
His real.
Well, he just got married.
So I know.
I would hope they could stick that thing out, but he's serious.
Yeah, I don't know what hip hop couple is like been married. That is there any hip hop couples we could think of? Like,
Other than T.I. and Tiny, you
I'm saying.
What about TV? What about fictional couples? Is there a fictional couple like that you
Ooh,
were just
that's
like
a good question.
That you were just like, man, this couple.
Now, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you. I was hurt.
Yes, I'm so when, sad about
no,
this.
No, no, no. I was hurt when like Martin and Gina were like actually real. Then you found out they were kind of real, but things got too real.
Yeah,
and so then and then there was E-Log, and then Tisha Campbell was like, I ain't doing no more scenes with that man.
Yeah,
but I'm still shooting this show, and yeah. like it just got really awkward. Yeah, but they had such chemistry that I was like, yeah. oh man, I yeah. Now you know why. But yeah,
Zach Morris and Kelly Kapowski.
Ah, that's what's up. I was a Saved by the Bell fan.
Yeah, every morning before school.
What happened to Lark Voorhees? That's the question.
Who?
She became Lark Sammy Voorhees. Sosa.
Is that her name?
She became you Sammy Sosa.
You see?
Yeah,
she.
Yo, bro. You don't know Lark Voorhees? That's
Lisa.
Lisa.
Lisa Turtle.
Oh yeah. She was in Showgirls.
No.
No, that's
Saved by the Bell.
Oh, the black girl. Yeah. The black girl. The black girl.
That was my
that
wife.
That helps, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The black girl.
Yeah, the
black
the only one. Yeah. Now, that was my love interest, her and Stacey Dash.
Oh.
That was my
what
girl.
What happened to Stacey Dash?
What happened to her? Something. Fox News happened to Stacey Dash. But no, yeah. Man. We need to... TV crushes. That's what we need to be doing. Spending some time on that. Because I had a lineup. I had a top 5.
You're so great.
I'll tell you, I'm going to show my age right now.
Yeah, the posters on the wall.
I'm going to show my age real quick. Do you remember Punky Brewster?
Yeah.
Cherry.
Oh, I can't remember.
The black girl in Punky Brewster.
I barely remember the show.
I need to pull. I need to search
phone,
her.
Like,
I need to see what's happening right now.
You need to get a Facebook stalker.
Hey, Cherry.
Hey, Cherry. Hey, Cherry. Hey,
I know you a little bit old, but you're that girl. So anyway, yo, I used to love that girl.
Interesting.
I remember Punky Brewster, but I don't know. Yeah.
Janet was my little love girl too when she was
Different Strokes.
Before she was Janet.
Before she was Janet.
But yeah, I can't think of any other couple. Oh, I was before we started this podcast, I talked about how I really admire Ruby Dee and Ozzie Davis.
Yeah, definitely.
When I was young, I saw Do the Right Thing, and I remember like the mayor. And you old drunk fool, get off my stoop. And I remember thinking like they are the cutest, dopest couple in the world. And then every Spike Lee movie you see them, you
right?
Know? Like, who are these folks? And then you realize, oh, they're really married in real life. Oh, that's crazy. And then when he passed away, it was like really sad. And it kind of broke my heart, because I remember when he passed away, I remember thinking like nobody really, like today's generation or younger folks don't really recognize how significant this relationship was. Especially for like black Hollywood, I guess you can say. And so that couple for me was really strong as a filmmaker, because I loved Spike Lee. And so, but other than that, I mean, I'm drawing a blank. I really can't think of any couples, but you know.
Have anybody come to mind for you?
No.
He's like, absolutely.
You know, I worry about real relationships. I worry about my brother, my cousins.
Man. There it is. Yo, we're going to end this with our scratch of the week, because we ain't have a scratch of the week last week. So we just going to scratch again this week, see what happens, see what comes up, see if anybody wants to give a shout out to anything in particular. This person, place, or thing. We're talking about nouns, anything that you just want to shout out. Anybody ready?
Yeah, I'll go. We talked about it already, but I just want to make sure people hear it. Tune in. Man, our man David Perdue is going to be on Heart in the City October 2nd. He's also going to be on another show that I can't remember right now, but another TV show doing stand-up.
Nice.
The dude is genuinely chasing his dream, and it's cool to watch. It's starting to kind of him get some serious momentum. So shout out to David.
Dope. I'll do mine. Let give y'all a chance. My scratch of the week goes out to, I think it wasn't yesterday, or it might have been the day before yesterday. But anyway, it's 10-year anniversary of Food and Liquor, Lupe Fiasco's debut album on
Come on, Lupe. Yeah. Come and get me, Lupe.
And I just remember when that album came out, and I was just like, good Lord, why am I even trying to rap? This thing is amazing.
So
and so
it was so dope.
Yeah. You know what's crazy is You know, like, it's still one of those things where he hasn't stopped being an amazing rapper, but the music is just not what it was.
And it's not just the music. Mm-hmm. It's like, what do you... Like, he's always kind of been abstract in his content, but now it's, like, even more extreme. It's like, you're the only one who enjoys what you're talking about right now, Lupe. Because nobody else knows what you're talking about. Like, I'm so confused, like, right now. I don't even know what this metaphor means.
Yeah.
But he's still got the talent.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy. But, yes, I just know Food and Liquor and the Cool. I was just like, this guy is incredible. And so shout out to that amazing record, the bootleg version, and then the official version, all of it. So that's what's that. Show, Baraka, what you got?
Man, I'm struggling, bro.
I know. Like,
I forgot that we did this.
I forgot that I created this.
I didn't come prepared. I got a weak one, but I don't want to do that one. Give me 5 seconds.
You in the seconds. Interim, do you want to shout out the And where
people can sign up for And campaign?
TheAndCampaign.com is the website. If you go to the website, you're able to watch videos. You're able to look at our platform issues, kind of just peruse our mission and vision statement. But ultimately, you can get connected on there. So you fill out information, and we send out newsletters to keep you informed on what we're doing, try to get people updated on what chapters are being done and how things are being changed. We got a brother out in Chicago, man, who's doing some dope work on the Laquan Law. So all the stuff that you're really hearing about in Chicago, where they're releasing videotape and indicting police officers off of shootings that happened 2 or 3 years ago, my man Will Calloway is behind all that stuff. And so, dope brother, loves the Lord, real serious activist in the streets. So, so And Campaign's doing some stuff.
And we'll link to it on 4th District as well, so you can just find that Hopper link and just click it.
I will say, you know what? I can scratch for a week. My man Andy Mineo, in the video he just did, Hear My Heart. I wasn't really a huge fan of the song itself when I listened to the album. I thought the sentiment was amazing when I listened to the song, the sentiment, because I just felt like it was too Drake-ish. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's cool. I mean, it's a dope song in the sense that it's executed very well. I love the sentiment that he's writing a song. But when I saw that video, it gave me a whole nother perspective of how important this issue was to him. And it also helped me appreciate the song a lot more too. Mm-hmm. Like, and I don't know how that happens. Sometimes like you revisit music and it does something to you. And so it's funny how I've been listening to that song like all day. Like I've been singing it all day.
Gotcha.
And the other reason why I love it and I'm gonna give it a scratch is because I know how hard it is I don't know if it's hard, but I know I love when artists advocate for issues, and being an individual who has kids, two boys on the autism spectrum, to see him use his art to address the issue and to show love and to bring other people into his world. But not only that, to bring a whole community of people who don't get a chance to hear the music in the context in which they understand how to hear it or visualize. I think that was dope. And I read some of the comments on his Facebook thread, and it was just really touching. It was moving.
That's what's
like up. To see this one aunt like was communicating with her death's nephew and was like, man, this song communicates like exactly how I feel. Like, I'm sorry. And like, she's apologizing to her nephew on the, like, on the thread. Like, I'm sorry that I haven't given the effort. Like, when can I come over and just learn from you?
Yeah.
And then he responds. It's like this dope moment. You're like, oh, this is a... Scratch of the Week definitely goes to Andy for that joint. That joint was dope. Was fresh in the midst of my frustration and these killings. It's been a bright spot.
That's what's up. That's really dope. And last but certainly not least, Yvette.
Well, I guess I'll say a shout out to Atlanta R&B. Usher's album came out, Hard to Love, and then also I don't know if you guys remember Lloyd.
Yeah.
If he looking at me, Lloyd, Show looking at me like, are you about to put me up on game or something? No, but Lloyd is back.
Yes.
I guess, and Lloyd had a song come out called True, and I just really enjoyed it from a lyrical standpoint because I felt like it was really like honest and on the humble of like coming from you know, I guess coming out of Murder, Inc. and it wasn't well, and just being honest, like my money isn't all the way together, but somehow I'm still taking care of my mom. And then he talks about just the pain of like losing a child through abortion. So I thought it was just like very honest and a little painful, but I was feeling it. So
that's what's up. R&B music, does it still exist?
This is what I'm saying. I was like, oh, a song that's like actually.
I will say, like, like 2 weeks ago on the New Music Mondays, we put up the Lloyd single or whatever. Because I mess with Lloyd. I think he's dope. So
young Lloyd,
look at Atlanta.
Yeah. Not too shabby. Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. This is the end of Side B, Off the Record. We will be back with you again sometime soon, hopefully. Definitely shout out and harass David Perdue. But yeah, we out.
Peace.